November 15, the religion of little things. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Matthew 25:23. Said Christ, He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Luke 16:10. In the little matters, some do not think it necessary to be so very exact, but this is the deception of Satan. Selfishness is at the root of all unfairness and all lack of fidelity. There is with many of the youth who profess to believe the truth of vanity, pride, profligacy, and carelessness that are making them reckless and disqualifying them for a noble and elevated life here, and unfitting them for the future life hereafter. There is not with all a careful improvement of the time for which they are paid. Those who fritter away their time or fail to put it to the best use are robbing God. Some have a very favorable opinion of those who are careless, reckless of money, and reckless of time. But God regards all these things in their true character frauds, which He will avenge. Time, talents, and skill are to be brought into use and put to the very best account. Let everyone be true to principle as if the eye of the infinite was upon him. You may, young men and women, make of yourselves what you will by the grace of God combined with earnest efforts and determined will to resist inclination to indulgence. Christ gave to man a perfect example, but those who move out on what they call a liberal plan and become careless in the little matters will soon show a wide deviation from Christ's example. The only true pattern. Young men and women, will you study more closely and prayerfully the life of Christ and make that life your criterion, your standard? Practical religion must be carried into the lowly duties of daily life, and in the performance of these duties you are performing characters that will stand the test of the judgment. Then in whatever position you may be placed, whatever your duties may be, do them nobly and faithfully. Realizing that all heaven is beholding your work.